You're listening to WWBC Coco Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco Rockledge and W264AS Rockledge Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
There are so many things for us to be thankful for each and every day. Remember, tomorrow always turns into today. So today is the day that the Lord has made. Today is our day to rejoice, to find joy again in all the wonderful things that God is doing through us in the earth. Let us be excited again for our salvation. Let us rejoice again in the joy of our salvation. And that's what we are going to be talking about all this week, the value of a man's soul.
Yes, the value of a man's soul. How important is that? So we just want to welcome you to Make Your Day Count broadcast. And my invitation to all our listeners that you invite someone to tune in all this week and do not miss one day of this broadcast, because it will revolutionize your life and it will open up to you why we are to go out and win soul for the kingdom.
I found something very cool on the WMIE 91.5 FM website, and that is a button by the Make Your Day Count program that allows you to subscribe to the program. So what does that mean? When you subscribe, every day you'll get an email with the link to the program. It'll come directly to your email. So if you miss the live broadcast anytime throughout the day, you will be able to access it through your email by clicking the link. Then you could also forward it to your family and to your friends to hear the message. So that is an awesome feature on the website. So it's WMIE91.5FM.com. And when you click on the Make Your Day Count broadcast, it'll give you the option. There'll be a blue button that says subscribe. So you just put in your email address, and every day after the first air of the program, it'll show up in your email. And
that's
you can
right.
listen to it at any time, any place, and you can forward it anytime, any place to anyone who has an internet connection all around the world, and they'll be able to hear the broadcast.
Amen, amen. So go right ahead, Pastor Diane and Pastor Emily, into there. And I'll jump in. The value of a man's soul.
Jesus teaches us the value of one man's soul. So we're going to start. We have many places here in the text, but we're going to start in Luke chapter 15, starting at verse 3. So he spoke a parable to them, saying, "What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost.' I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance.
So unredemptive soul, value to God. Just let that sink in. Jesus told a parable here. There, where the rejoicing comes in heaven, he said there is a rejoice. There's a party in heaven. A party over one person who comes to God. A party. Every time a person comes to God, there's a party in heaven. Yes. So we need to let heaven have party every minute. There is rejoicing in heaven over one soul. Go ahead, guys, because this is so good.
And they go after.
Yeah, yeah.
Go after the one which is lost until he finds it. So there's a pursuit. Why is there a pursuit? Because there is a great value on the souls of people. And who put that great price tag on it? God himself.
Yes.
In John chapter 3, verse 16, it tells us that the price tag for man's soul was God's one and only son, the blood of Jesus Christ. For whosoever.
Yes, that one. Go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead,
right there. The price tag. Yeah. So the price tag of your life has high value. There's a high value on your life. And who gave it the value? God gave it the value. And then he paid the ultimate price for that value.
Yes.
So he paid the ultimate price for our soul, not our body, because our body is going to decompose someday. Mm-hmm. But we have a soul, and that is what is valuable to God.
Yeah.
John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." That is amazing. You know, it means we're never, never, ever going to perish, and we will live forever. Our soul is very valuable, and it shows just how much God loved us, the love that passes all understanding, an unimaginable love. I heard somebody say that the love that comes even a little bit close is the love between a mother and child. And even that can't compare with how much he loves us and how valuable our soul is.
Here's a point that I've made in this teaching. The price tag on any goods is a function of its value. The price tag on any goods is a function of its value. So the price that we pay, the higher the price, is the more value that commodity has.
Yeah, sometimes we try to buy something cheap, and then my mother always used to tell me, you buy cheap, you get cheap.
That's exactly.
You know, and it's going to break. So you might as well just put the extra dollars and get the more value.
Yeah.
So what Pastor is saying is the more something costs, usually, I mean, things are overpriced sometimes. I get it. But usually when you want more, you need to pay more.
Yes.
Things don't come cheap nowadays, especially.
So high value, going to have high price tag. Mm-hmm. High value has high price tag. Mm-hmm. So the human soul is high value. Therefore, the price tag is very high. Oh, you got us.
Yeah. And there's a difference in how we carry ourselves and difference of how we treat things that we value.
Yeah.
So something that we've really invested in, we don't treat it in the way of the things that we just get, you know, for cheaper.
Right.
The things that are of high value that we perceive to be valuable and precious, the precious, we treat that differently.
Yes.
We don't let it just get all, you know, trampled over. We make sure that it's in safe condition. We make sure that its value is preserved. When you buy something expensive, you don't go tear it up so that it decreases in value. You keep it in pristine condition.
Yeah.
You treat it differently than things that are worth less. So when we begin just to realize and reflect and meditate on how valuable our soul is, we'll begin to do things differently.
Yes.
We will carry ourselves differently with the confidence of the Lord, with the value that he's already put in us. The Bible says that there's great value, there's great treasure in these earthen vessels, in our body. So that is our spirit, our soul, how we think about who God says we are. You know, so often we're so quick to consider what everybody else says, what everybody else thinks, but what about God?
Yes.
The tremendous value that he puts on. Pastor said something during service. He said, "Realize when you realize how precious your soul is, you won't play with your life."
That's right.
And that's true. When you realize how valuable, how precious your soul is, you're not going to pray. You're not going to play with your life. You're not going to do that. You see the value, the eternal value in you being here,
Hallelujah.
Your assignment in the earth. You're not just going to go play with it. You're not going to go do things that are going to put you in a compromising position that are going to bring harm upon you or are going to set you back. You're not going to play with your life when you really realize how precious your soul is.
Hallelujah. Right there. Right there. Mm-hmm. You can get that sink in your spirit, mm-hmm. man, today. When you know or come to the realization how precious is your soul, mm-hmm. you will never play mm-hmm. with your life. Mm-hmm. It is too precious. Mm-hmm. I'm not cheap. I am mm-hmm. not a cheap commodity. Mm-hmm. And Luke chapter 15, guys, tells us, mm-hmm. he says, that one sheep that was not in the sheepfold was precious, was so precious that he leaves mm-hmm. the 99 that was safe. Every one of those 99 was safe and precious, but also that one. That one has great value. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. That one has great value. Mm-hmm. Tremendous value. That one has, I can preach right here.
Yeah.
That one has equal value mm-hmm. to that, the one in the sheepfold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it energizes his pursuit. So his pursuit is energized by the value of that soul.
Yeah.
You know, it's comfortable staying with the 99.
Yeah.
That's comfortable. But to have to go out and pursue the one who is lost, the one who is off the path, think of that walk. You know, it's lost. So he has to go and pursue it. So in seeking out the lost sheep, the shepherd has to have direction in which way to go. So, you know, sometimes we think we just need to talk to each and every person who walks by, but we'll be more effective in evangelism when we allow the Spirit of God to draw us to specific people at specific time with this very specific word, instead of trying to do quantity, but to do quality evangelism, to go after the one that God is directing you to in that time. It's not about, oh, I talked to this many people. It's how many people really responded because they were drawn by the Spirit. Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the living word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM, 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.